Well, hello there. It's Dominique Vale here, founder of Invisi Youth Charity and your host for a monthly quick boost of life advice and perspectives with our show on the Invisi Youth Chat Sessions family, Audio Flash Files. You know our motto is that in 20 minutes or less, you'll learn about an empowering tool you can incorporate into your life for more success and joy, especially for Invisi Youth's medically adultish population. But you know we love all people aiming to get the most out of life, so all are welcome. And trust we're going to have fun and laugh while we get real on tangibly empowering mindset and techniques that'll make all the non-medical parts of your life all the better. A big topic we get in the Invisi Youth DMs or with our freestyle volunteers to cover in our resources has to do with communication with one specific dynamic pretty much all of us will face in a lifetime: communication with people in positions of power. That's right. I mean our relationship dynamic with bosses or teachers that fill our lives for so much of our time, and to feel the worry about the power dynamic that can play out is something we'll all think about at one point or another. Especially when you have a chronic illness or disability and you're a young adult, you can feel the worry about those in positions of power and how they will view your diagnosis because they aren't part of your lives fully and are focused on the results of your work. So this entire podcast episode will be generating a mindset technique you can utilize to boost your confidence in communication and optimize that chat for success in the classroom or the workplace. So let's take a beat. I'm going to be pouring myself a new cup of hot cider and opening up today's file. So let's get into it. We're calling today's flash file all about the slow burn when talking with people in positions of power. Ugh, you guys, if you know me personally, you would know that I'm all for the slow burn. In movies, books, recipes, you name it, and I love it when it comes to a slow burn. You'll see later on in this audio flash file why we feel that the embodiment of a slow burn in these conversations makes the best results, so stay tuned for that. But now, I'm going to drop some statistics that'll make you realize why figuring out how to optimize your communication and the relationship dynamic with people in positions of power is necessary. On average, each person has about 100 teachers in a lifetime and even changes their job over 12 times, so that's 12 different bosses. That's so many different individuals that you need to be able to adapt and be flexible with in their communication and leadership style. Even more so when you realize that, according to Gettysburg College research, the average person will spend 90,000 hours, a third of your life, in the workplace. Just let that number sink in for a minute. So much of our time as a teen or young adult and throughout the rest of our lives, we will have someone higher up that can dictate the rules, assignments, and regulates what we're doing with our routine. And that level of power that a boss or teacher can have in our life, you want a dynamic with them that does not include instability or an overhaul of power. You want a dynamic that means your boss or teacher will provide you with context, explanations, open communication, and opportunities to ask questions and gain clarity. You want them to minimize frustration because you could fear job loss or no classroom accommodations, things like that. A good boss and a good teacher must instill trust and open communication with confidence so all job and classroom-related goals are clear and the path to them are flexible and obtainable. The most obvious of communication blockers and issues when it comes to young adults and those people in positions of power in their lives is multi-layered. The first reason is because there needs to be a maintained distance or a lack of social intimacy when it comes to a relationship dynamic with these individuals, because bosses or teachers hold levels of power and are indeed in charge of certain parts of your life's actions. You can't treat them as an equal in every aspect because for certain things like assignments, you answer to them for the approval. By not fully being on an equal playing field and also not having that intimate bond or family, romantic partner, or close friend dynamic, a distance is settled between a young person and their boss or teacher. The next layer is the power dynamic and the potential power imbalance that can unfortunately occur in some circumstances because they have that power to make changes or decisions or change the course of your future in school or work settings. And even beyond the power these individuals can hold, a lot of times young people in the role of student or employee can feel they don't want to rock the boat or say the wrong thing when it comes to things they might feel uncomfortable about or questions they have or being overworked. And while that discomfort should never be a guiding emotion on how you worry about communicating with a boss or teacher, it's important to recognize that for many young people that are still gaining their inner confidence and way they communicate, and still figuring out how they vocalize their needs to someone in a position of power, it can be often overlooked as a given, a sort of, oh geez, of course you should say something if you don't understand or feel overlooked and overworked at school or work. But that's so much easier said than done. Even more so if your boss possesses that big boss energy and the intimidation factor can feel high. That's why it's so vital for bosses and teachers to remember their position of power is contingent on creating a space where trust, well-being, and drive are nurtured by them. Because if they fail to open that communication for success, the ease of working with those students' employees in that position of power will fail to the wayside. For those of us as young adults living with a health issue or a disability, it is up to us to keep that simmer of information moving, to keep that communication slowly opening and growing as your time with your boss or teacher continues, so you can support creating that bond that will thrive in the work and school environments. When you're living with a chronic illness or disability, you want to be able to maintain your privacy and autonomy while also allowing yourself to thrive in a mutually beneficial school or employment setting. Your diagnosis does not define your capability, and no one, even someone in a position of power, should be the one to dictate what you will and will not be capable of doing at school or work, without the direct involvement of yourself in that decision. In order for that boss or teacher to not overstep and start making decisions on your behalf because they feel it's the best and most adaptive for your health or disability, you need to speak up and open that dialogue to allow for them to learn how to instinctually know your boundaries, how to ask for your adaptations and needs, and when to tell them they're overstepping without you overstepping the boss, employee, or student and teacher dynamic too hard. Now that I've told you the whys, I'm going to explain the how and the technique here to take these steps to achieve an end goal that we've been talking about. And to do that, you know I'm opening up the InvisiYouth Galaxy Glossary and our latest edition, the Slow Burn Syndrome. Yes, you know that I was going to bring in that slow burn again and how those long-lasting, healthy, fleshed-out relationships can be replicated in the positions of power in that dynamic for the communication techniques with bosses and teachers. This proactive noun is the reveal of personal details in a manner that protects your personal space and details, particularly in communication with people in positions of power, like bosses or teachers. Slowly integrate the generalized details first and more personal specifics later on. With the slow progression of trust building, you're able to safeguard your life while limiting an overuse of power by others. We're really giving an analytical explanation of what a slow burn can really mean in communication skills, aren't we? The basis of this communication technique seems pretty basic at the surface, because obviously you want to slowly reveal details about yourself, your chronic illness or disability, your accessibility or adaptability needs to someone that holds positions of power in your life. But there are actually proactive steps you need to take to not only protect yourself and your peace from others overstepping and making decisions for you, but also proactive steps you can take to create confidence to how you communicate and lay the groundwork of your relationship dynamic success. Now, let's get those steps in so you can figure out how to put a slow burn syndrome into action. The first thing is to recognize that this communication technique and mindset are ones that you are in the dynamic with that certain individual in a position of power, meaning you're in the classroom with that teacher or you have the job with that boss. You have to determine that you will be setting the precedence of what it means to be chronically ill or disabled for yourself while simultaneously being successful as the worker and student you are. You need to know that what it means for yourself and the way your illness and disability manifests in your body and the way of living. Because InvisiYouth Galaxy community, we are all unique individuals like unique stars. Once you've figured out how your health or disability may impact those quote-unquote stereotypical normal structures in your classwork or job assignments, you're able to see for yourself where you'll want those accommodations, accessibility, or flexibility added in so there's an equal playing field added or strengthened. This is all personal work that you'll do so you have the knowledge and pseudo answers ahead of time with any communication with a boss or teacher, giving you the power in finding solutions for the person in the position of power. The next step is an actual communication with your boss or teacher and relaying them your needs, like having those meetings about assignments or job tasks. In the communication dynamic of this relationship, you want to lean into slowly integrating your needs into what the assignment or job task will be, not hiding how the structure of their work is inaccessible for you, and putting your health as secondary. You are slowly dropping bits about your diagnosis and how it might be impacting the way you are handling certain tasks or assignments. This does not mean you're saying to them you're not capable of something, but more, you are using things like humor or communication tactics to say, hey, I'd probably be the best student or worker and produce the most successful work if I do these extra or even untraditional steps to get to the same end goal you need. In this slow burn of more and more details about your health or disability and your needs for optimal success, you're empowering those in positions of power to view you as an equal, view your diagnosis not as something their ignorance needs to worry about or they need to compensate for, and view you as someone that's flexible to thrive for them as a student or employee. When they see all those positives, it's because your boss or teacher do not feel like they're in the dark about your chronic illness or disability, but they have the slow burn of details to build up the goodness of your dynamic for a successful dynamic with them. You communicate in the slow burn because that will allow you to slowly answer any questions or ignorance they may have, build upon it piece by piece, so as you continue working for them, these people in positions of power are grasping who you are, what you need and your adaptations are, what enables you to produce your best work, and what they need to do to be the most approachable, adaptive, open-minded, fair, and flexible boss or teacher. Since we're coming to the end of this InvisiYouth lesson on the audio flash files, I'm going to tell you a quick life story, or more a story about my non-InvisiYouth working life. I know, it's shocking that I live and breathe InvisiYouth, but also have a totally other life. So when I was fresh out of university and started my first job, my boss knew that I had a chronic illness, but I made it clear in that interview that my capability wasn't impacted, and if I ever needed adjustments or other things on bad health days, I would let her know. But the tasks would always get done. And as we worked together, we worked really well. But there was a time in the future that when things we were doing in my health weren't as accessible, I wasn't able to do my job tasks the exact way she requested. So I ended up mentioning more things of accessibility, like asking, hey, can you voice note or write down those tasks for me? My hand isn't working at its best today, or let me run that errand now because I'm going to need to use my cane since it'll take me a little longer. All of my comments were slow burning the details about my health and its impact on how I was successful in completing her job tasks. And that allowed for open conversations with my boss. Certain things I would say or do, she would ask more questions about my diagnosis or flare-up that day, with the caveat that I could decline answering if it was too personal. There was a slow burn in our communication because I wasn't jumping to overshare all of my needs or accessibility, and my boss wasn't overstepping in making sure that she wasn't making decisions for me without my consent or input. I gave the necessary details first, let it simmer over time, shared bit by bit, and let the goodness of our working relationship thrive so everything was successful. And spoiler alert, I've utilized the slow burn syndrome as a tactic that I have now as a boss while running InvisiYouth and being that person in the position of power, because it's a communication technique that can make any relationship dynamic even better. Now that we're checking out of story time and back into the InvisiYouth lesson, it's more like the end of this file, so I will be wrapping it up. And with every audio flash file from InvisiYouth chat sessions and with all of our resources, I'm going to remind you of one thing. We encourage you to try and all of our life-improving tools and mindsets and disagree if it doesn't work for you. Fall anywhere on the agree or disagree spectrum with this life-improving resource to see how well it integrates into your relationship dynamics and your communication style and way of living life. Now here's our final drip of knowledge to close the file. When people have power in the dynamic, you need to be mindful that as you begin to slowly reveal the inner details about your health or disability needs, you must slow burn that. The revealing of personal information in a manner that allows for generalized details to come first and more personal specifics later on. With the slow progression of trust building, you're able to safeguard your inner life while also being an open and trustworthy and capable worker for your boss or teacher, while also building that trust and not allowing them to pacify you with that power and questioning your capability. To have a strong working relationship with those in positions of power, you need to be able to build trust, lay groundwork, that to achieve their goals, you must have adaptations to equal the playing field. You need to communicate your needs and enough of the whys so they know that you are trustworthy and loyal to complete the tasks that are necessary without handing over so much information that they will make the errors of making decisions for you or mistaking physicality for capability and allowing their preconceived notions of disability or chronic illness to set the precedence. You set your own precedence. I hope you've gotten some practical mindset advice and perspective for that all-important non-medical aspect of your life with chronic illness or disability. And like we always say at Invisi Youth, adapt and thrive so you can keep carving that lane of success and joy for yourself in all its rebellious game-changing glory. Make sure you have subscribed to the Invisi Youth chat sessions. Click that button, like and comment positively on this episode. Please share it with your friends, family, and followers, and come back when I put out another audio flash file. Chat soon!